just talking with Suzanne. We were actually on vacation in Florida, which is a bizarre state to begin with. And we didn't know, but we were near Palm Beach, one of the wealthiest areas in the country. But we were staying at an island nearby called Singer Island. Suzanne found a timeshare. You know, she's part of the Bonvoy, and this is a while ago, maybe almost a year ago, I forget. But Suzanne said, hey, we're usually in Florida around this time because the weather up here tends to be cold. And so we were down there, and just it's interesting how our brains work. And that is, when you're away, even though maybe just 5 days, mentally it'll feel like you've been away a lot longer versus just staying here. Had I just stayed, did a staycation, and come back up here, I wouldn't be saying this. Anyway, thank you for our New Yorkers. Caleb's here and Serena's here from Manhattan. Thank you. Welcome.
Then after that conversation, I started.
Anyway, and so we were down in Florida. The weather was warm, but one of the things that we noticed about Palm Beach is this disparity between the super wealthy and the poor. And it's just right across the bridge, Palm Beach versus West Palm Beach. And it was similar when we were in Nairobi. Jana was there. We were in visiting By Grace Ministry. Ed's familiar with that.
Okay, Soweto, with that extra word of encouragement, we invite our children to their Sunday school staff.
Survive
and with that,
and then
we got all welcome our senior pastor, Pastor John.
The School of the Nation, private school, Christian school, great school. And so, I don't know, 20-minute difference.
What a blessing from Ed and
kids were
Linda.
Happy just the main thing the next is the prayer that about they 20, 30 minutes later, kids are talking about their holidays.
But 2 days ago, for whatever
reason, I was thinking a lot about Christine Patton.
And I know she passed.
John had a hard time, and the adults
so
had a hard time, too.
That, Christine Patton
were disparity
with us a couple years ago.
And one of the things that happened,
she prayed for me in the library,
and
who walk
her hand
Lord,
and, to,
and sometimes
to
move when
into not
people
despair,
pray,
you feel more
prayer,
than
Lord,
the prayer.
Some
and I just
there's
felt
so
the
much
love of the Lord,
you know, brokenness,
the Holy
and
Spirit,
disparity, like
comes
what's
really
going
deep
on here.
Into my spirit.
It's a clear indication
she had a
that
particular
the
view of
not
soul spirit
well.
Man, you know,
soul spirit body.
We know this, but there is a power to
explaining that she's speaking to my
firsthand experience.
But
and
two
so
years
we came
ago,
back,
I mean, 2 days
stopped
ago,
by Savannah,
you know,
the house,
a great
and
place
I was
to
just
eat.
Thinking about her
and,
quite a bit.
So if you are
and what I appreciated,
recommend
Christine,
Charleston,
that she's still alive in heaven
and
interceding,
Savannah, great,
is
great
the labor of hidden love.
It's
and,
the hidden love
we're
of
back.
Prayer.
And especially as a pastor, that's
down there,
not
to be
underestimated. I've
Rocky
been
Mountain places
then,
where
there
took us
17 hours
every weekend.
It's a storm.
So many
I remember going
on
to retreats
North
early
Carolina,
on, even
South
KPCR
Carolina.
Days. And
17 hours.
John and Serena would always
and
get
so
into
when I saw the odometer, it was 1,012
miles.
I remember being
I had
in Jersey,
and Suzanne
so
mentioned,
one way.
Just stop going to these
my
retreats.
Goodness, this is
because each time I'm away, there's a spiritual attack, and it was manifest
so
bodily form, injury.
Sickness.
Not that I would call that
a mission trip, but it
so I've been
like
in places where there was a
being away,
lack of prayer.
Not that
there was a
place.
Complete absence, but the lack of prayer.
But as I got back,
and
so
that's the hidden
message,
work.
And without
the
prayers of
God
to my memory,
God's kingdom,
a lot of the wonderful things that the Lord has
with that kind of oomph.
And that's what I want to share today.
And favor and joy.
And if you remember,
and
when
it's
we first
remarkable.
Moved here to this very building,
we never set out
so
to be
much
a church
like anybody else.
That was not my
plan. Remember Singak seeing
and
a white
things
crocodile.
That I'm going to share
initially
with
we thought
you.
That was
me,
good, but it was
I used sort of
mental
leviathan cabinet,
you know,
so it was not good.
For hooks.
And so
and
this place,
me,
this
China,
actual place, became
Bob,
a challenging
and
place.
Those are the four hooks.
We were digging and digging.
Describe what these are.
A place.
I'm going
to
read a passage,
and I'm going to explain as well as I can
that we welcome
especially
God's
our
presence.
Young people.
Why
there were some
we
other
here?
Challenges
why are
along
we
the way.
And
my point is, without the prayers
what's
of God's
purpose
people, we can't be
radio.
The
rock church.
So I just appreciate.
And I'm praying that after this afternoon
the
sharing,
That you would be, you know, human beings naturally highlight the things
God
that
God is doing a unique thing.
We just are last year, Isaac Chung, his movie Minari got nominated and
definitely
Golden Globe and actually won the category of best foreign film.
So it's not
and
a
then
regular
this movie got nominated for best picture.
So sometimes
for the
Oscars, people coming in,
which he did not
make comments like that.
And so people who know
so
Isaac,
once we understand what the Lord is doing.
We were all
that you're
thrilled.
Invited in to do something.
But Hollywood is a bit distorting because we
so
get
the passage
excited by
have in mind for us, which is sort of
when
a theme
in God's
for
point
this
of
year,
view, the really important
of
thing is the
life
the
that
Lord
he
doing,
lived,
the life that his parents lived,
making things new, transformation.
Who out of faith,
just the common,
from
the year 2020,
California
right before
Arkansas,
that, there was so much
Isaac's
prophetic
man
excitement,
prayer,
you know, the year 2020,
and he to live out
year
his
of clear
in
vision.
America.
And very few
and
people
with God,
prophesied or prayed about the COVID.
It was,
but when we watch movies
blue, so
and watch Netflix, things
and
get
there's
distorted.
A certain danger,
you know,
when we are
TV
devastated
or
blindsided,
or
and that
TV
is
series
to
more,
you know kind of decrease one's expectation. Once you've been
the real,
you know,
from God's
once
point
you
of
have your heart
life,
broken.
That's happening
once
here.
The boyfriend
last
dumps
Friday
you, the
night,
dumps
that was
you.
Such
once
a
you have a bad experience,
surprise.
Once you've been fired or whatever.
Because some of the things I heard, I did not know the details of, like Joseph, where he was.
I remember Vanetta being here the first Friday.
My prayer for you
I did
is
see
that for 2022,
was actually planks
that you
around
won't
neck,
carry
like
carry
instrument of
bring
torture.
The leftover from, you know,
I remember
sort of
those incidents.
2020 and
but many of you came here
in Florida
looking
I was
for
praying
something,
and I was
or there was
Laura,
some
I
kind of
bless
need.
Our people.
And what was
for
striking for all
so
those
I,
who
the poem
were there
that
on
I
Friday
sent was actually composed
is how the Lord
a couple days before in Florida
as I'm praying all of a sudden
I do watch Netflix once in a while,
like,
you know.
Lord,
I love food shows.
Happy New Year.
I got to hand it to the Korean food
aren't
show. There's been
aren't
some gifts out of the
already?
Pork belly wrap special and then the cold
someone
noodle.
Unwind the
this week, the Hanu Rhapsody
time,
is worth watching. All the beef lovers, you got to watch it, just two episodes. And so I love sitting and watching. And the other thing I enjoy watching are these series. I mentioned Formula One, and there's this Japanese series called Midnight
Diner. Turned on.
Each episode is about 25, 30 minutes. And as I was listening, watching that, and then seeing,
my brain is
listening to what happened on Friday, not that this
my
is serious,
dry,
but the thought I have is we could make a rock
my
series.
My legs are heavy, and
you know,
even as I was composing, I was kind of feeling it. It was
encountering
a
God
kind of composition. I was feeling the different
no
parts of my body.
Two stories
my legs
are
heavy.
Exactly the same.
Walking nowhere.
Some of you came here because you were touched by the Holy Spirit.
In Zoom sitting for
and
hours,
you can go back, and that's exactly what happened with P. Deborah
and
Kathy
this past year.
And the funny
and
story
I
of thinking that
there's a Bible
that Suzanne has sent an email and they were
what a wretched
here.
Man that I am, Paul.
We were actually having
who
dinner,
would deliver
lunch,
me from
I mean,
this
dinner
body
after
of
church?
Death.
In,
that's scripture.
Rocko,
that's
at Mama me. Walk. And I still remember the conversation.
Thanks be to God.
So glad that you got my email because I never sent emails about asking people to
me
come. And they were like, "What email?
Jesus
we never got
Christ
it."
The Lord.
And so the Lord was speaking to them.
So that's just straight from
while
scripture.
He was speaking to us.
Deliverance from weariness.
The phrase I got for PW was
when
COVID and these things happen, we have a tendency to withdraw.
And for someone like PW, who's
kinda,
a good church man,
he's
entrench ourselves with our family and see the world as scary.
I remember
the
that
COVID
phrase,
real
point
for
of
sure,
no return,
but,
that once
but
you
have to
plunge into the reality of the Holy Spirit, to go back to
a
traditional
had a
church,
particular
which
reaction
God
to
loves,
Goliath and the
it's
Philistine.
Kind
oh my God,
boring.
This is a mighty, mighty enemy
not
against
in the sense
us.
Of entertainment,
David
but
adventure
saw that
God,
he didn't
engagement
diminish that. Like once
but
you saw tasted
someone greater,
the resurrection power
beyond Goliath,
and
the
what
living
God,
God
can
the armies
do,
of the
how
living
can
God?
You
in
go
our
back
day, the ability to see
to the
beyond
bland.
The presenting threat?
Once you know God is alive,
if you are, if your focal vision is
and so that's
the
story, and many of you have
caught
different stories,
full of the
but
presenting
I want you to
then
remember
fear
who God
will drive
is,
out
and
the
what
opposite
God is doing
fear,
in your life,
and that's love.
And part of that
love
is what
drives
God
out
is doing
fear, but fear
in
can
your
drive
life
out
love.
This church.
Fear
you'll
could
see
drive
rocks
out
hope.
Here, and a table here.
Fear
I'll
of dying,
as
fear
as
of
I'm
getting
teaching.
Sick.
Fear of X, Y, and Z.
We
and
want
so
to
I just
be
a
little
bit active,
just
mindful of
encourage everyone
to
just be in prayer.
Men, I do have a word for you.
Of your reaction to these things.
Don't be led into the dark forest
to make enemies these days. just within the Christian camp. You're not vaccinated.
Oh my God.
You're supposed
you're
to
vaccinated.
Your
you're not spiritual. So there's these unnecessary
so
battles,
challenges with family.
We
the
want
Lord is going to heal,
but we cannot afford to live.
And,
you know,
and spirit is like an avalanche. Once you give in, once the avalanche that's coming, it is overwhelmingly powerful. So
all
I wasn't
well,
thinking about
all manner
Frankry, but
things
immediately I saw
well.
You and your sisters and your
quote
mom.
Juliana, to quote
and you're just being led into the dark forest.
It's going
to
be well.
Hard to get out.
And I've been praying for 2022.
And I think something about the dark forest.
We don't know where the sun is.
In a completely dark forest.
Present.
You don't know north, south,
east,
and west.
Actually, next weekend.
And it's not your Lord.
That's
going to
be God's
design.
We are the epicenter in the U.S.
Even though
D.C.
area.
Yeah, we are the epicenter of the Omicron virus.
Even though you're the middle daughter, you said stop.
In your spirit, that no.
But after next weekend, things are going to go down.
He says, that way.
Yeah. I'm so self-centered.
I feel like
the world
revolves around me.
There are
around the time of my birthday, things are going to get
better.
Points
in time when we
remember
agree
writing
or disagree.
Up the report for my seminary. I said,
and if that point is missed,
I
then
was writing
you are
in
the
one
history
place,
of our seminary.
Dark place,
or I can
we
place,
can date.
I just feel like this week,
January
next 10, days, actually,
2019. I was
be important for you.
That's when the board
no, I'm not going.
Move
there
as an
into the dark
school.
Forest of
so I was checking my emails and I was getting
I'm
a bunch of emails
who God
on January 10th, 2019.
And I'm going to
what's the vote? John,
go to where
vote,
he's leading me,
and that's a
sunlit field
faculty
of healing.
The vote has
and you fight
come
for that.
We are going to survive.
And that's hard to do in your heart and emotions
the world does
because
around
we
me.
Get habituated.
Or my,
if you are used to disappointment, if you are used to tragedy, the worst thing about those things
and
is
so
that
I
you are set up
turn around.
For tragedy
so allow the Lord to be the Lord.
It's
allow
the accusation of the enemy. See, God wasn't
don't
there for
be so
jaded
you
last time,
and
he's not
going to
be there for you this time.
Hurt that your hope in the Lord is almost
and so we, I believe the Lord wants to create a culture of joy, of victory,
hope.
Of hope. Not a culture of setbacks, not a culture of disappointment, not a culture of
passage.
Those things will happen, but we don't want to cultivate that.
21 verses
we don't want to agree with the enemy or with our soul.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
And it's unnatural. It is unnatural. What is
natural
is to go with our emotions and mood.
In old age,
and that's why we need one another
and
have people pray for us. But men, we love you.
For the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and there was
so now you be a good husband, supporter, you fight against what happened last
I
year.
I saw the Holy
you and your daughters
Jerusalem
fight,
coming down
and
out of
Eddie
heaven
son
from God,
friends,
prepared as a bride, beautifully
their prayers,
dressed for
listed,
her husband,
and it's kind of relationship.
City,
tell them what to pray for,
coming
love,
down from heaven,
pray for
city,
the pray that I live in hope,
so these are
longings
mental
are
victory and healing.
That's the battle John is having. It's a city,
but not making
a
actually fall in love with
following. Chapter,
you know,
seeking
a
compromise.
You
actually find yourself attached to
the naturalistic thinking
so that in your
that
prayers you feel
city
that you
Belinda
are
said is very
in
love.
Year 9 is
bride,
year 9 is
the dress for her
husband.
And so
I heard a voice
from
triads
saying,
looking
to
his
God's dwelling,
and
there
are actual differences
of
with them.
Our life
will
be
how you think, how you think, and actually determine how you live. That's
every
how we are. We are
there will be
believing,
no
thinking animals,
or mourning, or crying.
And your outlook and your thinking
of things
will determine how you live. If you have agoraphobia, fear of outside, you will be
now with Abraham, he's the father of
how are we going to end up?
He is the figure.
If you have
phobia of
germs, you're
going to
be constantly watching
the Gentile.
You have a new father,
and death,
and that's Father Abraham.
And so we know how this.
Yes, the Jews have Abraham as a father, but Gentiles, non-Jews, you have
him
grafted in.
So then
and
the question is,
what makes
God,
you
where are you?
A child
how
of Abraham
and
is
with
that
the Lord,
you have,
every day
you is seated
new.
On
even
the throne
if you
operate,
20 years
make
tragedy,
new.
That day, today,
so
may be a new
John
day.
Sees
it doesn't
this,
matter. Your
God,
history
and then
God doesn't
determine
what's going
and
to happen.
If that were the case, no
nation on earth would have been saved.
Abraham
actually did not have a history with Yahweh.
Meaning you have a right standing before God.
Then he said, write this down.
So
these words.
Abraham
those who met Jesus
received,
right?
For the first time,
did not have a history.
It is done.
With as a right
the Alpha
and
that's
the
first
Omega.
So the history that we've had, even with God,
Delta and Omega,
can be revised, renewed. And what we want is to renew the
Omega
purity of God, Jesus,
and the Father.
Now, as I say this, it sounds pretty nice. You could put it on a Hallmark card.
And so,
but it's a real battle. It's a real battle.
Even though we have
in the end, you guys,
whenever we do with faith,
reach out to
that kind of righteousness, right standing.
I am struggling in this.
To the thirsty, I will give water without cost. Because if it wasn't faith, it would be discouragement.
You have to pray for me,
and you would have to improve yourself. You have to
articulate what that is.
Bring that communication, which is
there's also some power. I was texting a dear friend.
Sin is that's in us. Isn't about things that we do or don't do. It's in us. The sarks, the flesh, the sinful nature is in us. And
although
last week I
received it on one hand, it's going to be glorious, but there is being voiced.
I am a sick man. I am
so God is
man.
Doing amazing there judgment.
There is a final
and in Orthodox
account,
Christianity,
there's
a categories of people
Orthodox
who thinking, living their life.
There's a resurrection way of outlook. They see the problem of humanity mainly not as a sinner, but as a sick person.
Future kingdom. So
you're not guilty before a judge. You are sick in the hospital.
There was a book,
and so there's a difference between how Eastern Christians understand
and
the problems of humanity versus the West,
famous,
ultimately
the Lord's
Protestant.
As I'm watching
and
it,
in
and
the East,
and then the Netflix,
we are
too,
we could do our
own. Our
difficulties lie in the fact that we are
Kenneth.
Sick.
You know, he does. He's got
and in the West,
our
difficulties.
We won't invite
him.
He needs Jesus. Uses the Alpha.
But when we look at the scriptures, it's
that is, I am making everything new, and the question is, new what?
We're born sick.
You're making
we're
everything new?
Broken. And the answer is yes. And a manifestation
I am making
of the sickness is wickedness.
Well, give
we
me
are
some
wicked.
Examples.
We are
about a week ago, and
the Lord said, "I'm
making
a new
man."
Fields of psychiatry, psychology. They understand that.
And he said, "Well, I said, hey,
are
I'm
raised
turning
I'm doing something new by pouring out my spirit, which has not a tendency for the abused previous to grow up."
And then I celebrated our 40th.
I am forming new people.
I am bringing
it. I have.
I am bringing
the glory
of
God
in a few weeks. Ed says, I'm going
to
turn 70.
They're sick.
And Linda's
but we could ask further. What else, Lord, knew, especially
life.
In our lives?
And then he
and
says,
so
what
Abraham
the
is
that's
the
bison
the new
highlighted here.
New how.
Plus four.
New
right.
why.
I think
that's highlighted in
the
past.
New why is
reading.
Because of God's glory,
that,
what Jesus
so feel,
has done.
Abraham.
What God has done through
things
Jesus.
Things in ways that are utterly different.
He's doing
the way he
actually
before.
Something new.
In
even
Genesis
in our midst. Right here.
One,
to right now.
Yahweh, the Lord says, go.
Our
that's
anniversary.
The,
I want to read
from
this
your country.
Well, no,
theological
so
truth. From your people.
Is doing
from your father's house.
It's not he's going to do something
I will give
we're
you.
We're not waiting for something.
Abraham.
He's
Abraham
already
Abraham
in the process.
Old
he's
man. But
doing
God is up to something.
Every day.
And what God is up to is to create some new humanity out of Abraham. And in order for him to be the father of this
like
new humanity, a family of faith.
Think. And
so he
the way
needs
I
to get out of
to
his situation.
Organize my
he needs to get out of that culture
through
of polytheism
and
walk
just natural
with God, learn about God and God's way.
Me,
as long as he is in the Father's household,
bookshelf.
He will think according to the Father's household. As long as he is
the yellow house,
people, he will think according to his
pastors.
It's all organic
experience.
The Lord was doing something, and then later he put
an
order to think culturally different.
Or
he put
a
you need to
house.
Move
theology
to from one culture
see
to another.
Everything
and that's what God is doing. God wants to fashion
now under the framework
a new
of
so
humanity.
The hooks for me is
people
China.
That trust that yellow house
and now worshiping God.
Bob Hartley,
Bill Johnson, and learn God's ways. And the only way psychologically
China
is that Abraham.
And so I get a call from John Goat early 2007.
Look like late
diamond.
Thus begins his
but the diamond was
tells
in the shape
me he's
of a
been, and as he's learning about Yahweh, he experiences
the seven
mansions. China missions for
he experiences
mansions
the miracle
from the cone of
represent
a child.
The
first
thing
seven
I
asked
stages of one's
John,
union with God.
Get
and
me so over initially,
there.
When they hear the promise, they're kind
you have a
and they're trying to make sense of God's promise.
Showing you
their
eyes,
healing promise, wholeness,
spirits,
we were metaphorically,
summer of 98. So that's when we are thinking about life,
maybe
it's life. maidservant.
And the other way to think about God's healing is
on a journey.
Blind being
your own flesh, your
really demonized
flesh
and blood.
The Bible
will
get delivered.
Persecution.
Life has a
God
journey.
Reminds
young people who are thrown into jail
is something that's actually
like that in mind. I was
living out the Book of Acts, and in fact, I was reading the Book of Acts
from
China
for the first time,
and I want this narrative.
People ask me, how was your experience
to frame how you think about your
life? Read the Book of Acts and just put Chinese names in
there. So things are going well. Whenever promises
really
happen, there is an excitement.
The journey has certain things. Yeah, it has people.
Intense.
It's got challenges, and it's got God's promise.
So we were in Haibin.
Given all that, there is one piece
that I haven't said right now
that is absolutely most important.
And then the sun sets late, like 9
or 10.
Her mom
challenges. So you would hear the rooster crow at 3:30.
There's one thing,
but then of course
see
that's absolutely during the day.
The
narrative itself kind of focuses on
one of the schools, was Cornell.
And after we hear this message,
set her up.
I have a little,
sir, my heart
I'm going to ask you to come on up,
be there
hours, family by family or
individuals, the Lord.
And you will do something that Israel did. And after that, you could keep the rock.
He was so hungry.
I pray for these rocks yesterday.
So when we did ministry,
I bought them at
Home Depot. I didn't have to be anointed at all.
You just say,
Jesus,
laundry detergent,
and
it was still slimy, so then I used it.
And all the phenomenon I had seen
up to that time,
dishwasher thing, and I'm just like,
people cleaning
with my hand. I'm
wondering,
while my hands are touching
all the while,
I'm going to pray for each rock.
I saw.
So that they weren't carrying these rocks home,
but
the presence of God will
promise,
be on that rock,
a
so to
promise
speak.
From the Lord,
and
so
on our,
I'm
sure, as they're praying,
so they
pick up the rock and
hard
you can't
to
pick it up,
like
and you're
not
so whenever there's a promise
field,
there's a massive
immense,
oh my goodness,
feel like
there are tons.
In China, and I said,
okay, Sungak, our men are here. I don't know.
So I'm
going to
read
you
Joshua 3 now.
But she should have told you, so, Suzanne. I'm going
to
just
so some you know Hebrew verses.
Was talking
I'm going to skip
Lucy
some of these.
Prayer, like
says,
when Suzanne was younger.
Early in the morning, Joshua and all Israelites set out from this place.
Anything she prays for,
and went to the Jordan. I went to Chungcheong before crossing China. And after 3 days, the officers
and that summer, I visited
throughout the camp. Kenneth Bay.
Singak is such a man of the Holy Spirit. He stirred. He goes, I'm going to surprise you.
And then I went back again to do another
detour.
I moved out from your position in
2007.
Then you will know which way to go since you have never been.
And
back
in October 2007,
and prior to the trip,
but keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark.
And now this distance is 3,000 feet, or about 900 yards or meters.
That's the answer to the Lord's prayer.
Some of you know this. But the Lord,
do not go near. Whenever God answers something like
that,
there's elation. So Abraham is elated.
Joshua
told
people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.
So in this very
Joshua said to the priest, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people.
Attack.
So they took it up and went ahead of them. And
the
Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin
to
exalt you in the eyes of all Israel so that they may know that I am with you as I was with
God.
Tell the priest.
That was
the Ark of the Covenant.
And the answer,
when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand.
Never been
a move of God without
was
sent to the Israelites. Come
how,
here and listen
how
to the words of the Lord
and so
your
I had
God.
Insight
how you will know that the living God is among you.
Of how God
he was
takes
certainly
the city. God does not wave a wand and say, oh, Jerusalem is mine. Rome is mine. Seoul is mine. D.C. is mine.
Gergesites, Amorites, and Jebusites, by the way, those are poor sites.
There's a people in D.C.,
in Rome.
In
I was so curious, like, what kind of rocks are these? And I put Google, like, how old are these rocks?
Established themselves in worship. So
we have
like
been praying all along, Tuesday night,
last
but
night,
after that commissioning, it opened my eyes.
There are about a billion
more.
What you're handling.
Well, whatever church we do, we have to start, make sure there's prayer. So immediately after that, we did all kinds of prayer. Friday night, 6 hour, 12 hour, once a year, 24 hours. We did all this. But prayer is the engine of this church. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan.
Also, that's connected to the
nation. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe.
That's not, when I look at John's ministry in Korea or my relationship, it's not extraneous. It's not outside. It is
its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap.
Andrew, Noreen are not here, when they got kicked out of the denomination, long story short, Andrew visited
the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them.
Now, the Jordan,
Andrew, you got to build a house of prayer.
All during harvest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
As soon as I then I tell him the Ark,
reach the Jordan, so forth.
Touch the water's edge.
Me, Helen.
The water from upstream stopped
me flowing.
It piled up in a heap of
great distance away.
At a town called Autumn,
how much is it?
Vicinity of
Zarephath.
While the water flowing down to the Sea of Araba, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Lord, we ended up
arguing some of the covenant of the Lord, stopped
in the middle of the
house of prayer
and stood on dry ground while all Israel passed by until the whole nation.
And it's given birth to an Indonesian house of prayer and a Chinese house of prayer.
When the whole nation
all the
had finished
mission groups,
most of them stayed
in the Lord
said to Joshua, choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan.
And some of these houses of prayer are
right where the priests are standing.
We were
carry them over with
the missionary
and
put
Turkey
them down. We asked
the place
the first
time.
No, the first time I saw smoke arising out of China, Western China.
Go,
oh my goodness!
From
do you
the
know,
Israelites,
I knew
instantly what that meant.
Said to them,
the house
go
of
over
prayer
before the Ark of the Lord your God
into
the middle
China.
Of the Jordan.
Each of you is to take up a stone on
so the Lord is orchestrating
to the number
China for
of
me
tribes of Israel
is at the core of what we
sign among
to
you
to be a house of
in the
prayer.
Future when your children
there's
ask
no guarantee
you,
that it
what
will
do these stones
there's
mean.
No guarantee
tell
it'll be
them
exciting
that the flow of the Jordan
most
was cut
of the
off
house
before the
prayer
ark of the
activity
of the Lord.
Is not that fun
when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan
prayer itself most of
these
the time is not
are to
that
be
fun.
A memorial
occasionally throw
to
the Lord will throw
for
you know like a little tree
so the Israelites
but
did
most
as
of the
Joshua
time,
commanded them
it is
they
a
took 12 stones
no
from the middle of the Jordan
died.
According
but
to the number
purpose
of the tribes
to the
of Israelites,
grinding
as
that
the Lord had told Joshua and they carried them over with them to their camp where they had
so that's why
where they put them down Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan
or rock
spot like where the priest
if you take away the house of prayer from this church you don't have our church we don't have it
so you can see the
it's
the
core DNA
pretty
so that
it's
goes back
before.
Early
after the fair
and so they are based
then
details.
Until
right.
Earlier
not
before that I actually met
2004 he had
and a little bit of the background even
as
well,
Yahweh was with
as
Moses,
pastor,
and everyone in Israel knew that Moses
pastor,
was God's chosen,
you have to make sure our
God's
going to
use this occasion to show that,
that
God,
is.
Yahweh, is with Joshua
a few months
and
later,
with his people.
In,
and just as they crossed the Nile,
at a
something similar is going to happen as they continue
the
entering
the
into the promised land.
About 400
the promises
folks.
Of God isn't accomplished in
one
occasion,
man.
It will take several generations.
The first generation
the first
actually
John Lee PhD
that crossed the Nile River,
that first generation died in the desert 40
years.
So this is
and
the second generation. So meaning these people
have
heard about the stories, many of them,
some nice things, and
but they were not there as eyewitnesses if they're young. They're like 30 years old.
He had
they were not eyewitnesses
about how
the miracle
got started
of the
KPC
of the Nile. I mean,
and
I
begin to understand.
You start to share.
They heard
about
these
the
stories,
healed and expanded view. This is before the hope language came in. Adoration,
devotion,
the promise
healed
of God has already
view,
been
then
made known.
His encounter,
to Bob's
Moses.
Encounter, got reorganized to the
now the rest of the story is how that promise
Bob's
will be
theology
fulfilled.
Of the hope came in. Now, the theology is not unique to
and
Bob.
What this miracle indicates
is that the
say,
same
Bob,
God,
like
the same God with
me.
Moses, with supernatural power,
that
same God is at work in
God
the same way.
In his sovereign goodness.
And that is God will ultimately
now, what Moses
win.
Did not
and
have early on
is
the symbol of God's
not.
Presence, the Ark of the Covenant.
And that's what the revelation is about.
And God loves the people. God loves the cities. God loves the nations. And there are particular cities and nations that God really wants to move absolutely
most important.
And so I believe that.
But not so much the modern day prophetic man sharing that.
It could be any old river. It could have been the Red Sea again.
It could be the ocean.
It really doesn't matter what the challenge is.
It's going to be Hope Center, the healing center.
The key piece in the story is the Ark of the Covenant.
So in terms of theology,
that represents God's presence.
And it's God's holy presence.
So are you have to be consecrated.
Mission statement is
and
to raise
holy
up
presence,
hope reformers
is so
and presence carriers for cities and nations.
That a certain distance of 900 yards
have to be kept.
But it didn't really hit me until
being
I went
too
to
close,
this little meeting in D.C.
while Bill Johnson
means death.
Was speaking.
Now, I had not
so
been
the presence of God is at the same time
like scary and comforting.
You know, I don't
the presence
people,
of God is there.
I felt like I should go there. And
it's scary because you can't get close.
That caught my
it's comforting because wherever the presence goes, miracles happen. Wherever the presence goes, things are opened up. Wherever the presence goes,
he
you
said,
can transition
Bethel,
from one place to another.
You
more
can cross
the Jordan River,
heal in the presence,
literally for them,
than people who come up.
And I would say this story in particular is
when he said that
in a way,
oh my God,
a story
that's
of our
it
of our church,
along with hope.
You
we
take
need the
away
presence,
oh all the people
God,
when the presence of God comes.
I mean, you could still have a pretty good church
encounter the Lord, and they get healed.
I just heard myself say that,
and they don't even know it. It's like a light bulb
I'm saying,
of ideas.
You and I are replaceable.
Turn on, and now I have the matching pair. I have the theology, but the theology without power is just
what makes
thinking.
The Rock Church the Rock Church.
The theology,
as we're growing, thinking.
Is God's presence. Okay. But if you have the power, if you have the presence, then
as I'm listening to these stories on Friday,
so
there's
Bill,
a common theme for those who were not raised
not
in KPCR.
I have a friendship with
and that is for Vanetta, for Joseph, and others, and Archie.
Subsequently, I read the book.
If the presence wasn't here, you wouldn't be here.
Discovering the importance of presence.
And I remember for many, many weeks, Archie kept on telling
the question for our church
that season is,
how does God's presence come?
Is there a particular activity
what makes
her
special
that is not our race and ethnicity? This is not a Korean church. We're not that interested in Korean things.
Although being Korean is awesome,
especially the food.
That's why it's not just music.
I gotta say that.
It's just objectively true.
Worship without his presence is just
there are only two kinds of people in the world, Koreans and people who want to be Koreans with respect to food. Okay.
But if you have music plus his presence, then you have God encountering people.
What makes,
and I myself have encountered the Lord without preaching. I love preaching. But I want God's presence
this
more.
Presence is
I don't want just good words. I want the living word to encounter me.
Because it's a personal presence.
And so that's
we can't
why
take God's presence for granted.
Change.
Worship
okay, which
is
leads
important
to another joke.
The rock because God's
went to the little rock, sink to the big run.
So it's not about music.
Don't take
it's about alignment. It's about agreement. It's about praising the Lord because the Lord has already chosen to inhabit the praise of his people.
Yeah, I love you.
And one of the challenges of our COVID is
it's God's joyful
Friday and Sunday
living presence.
So that's the
main way he interacts with us.
The main way
comes in because
is welcome is actually what's in our hearts.
5-6 years ago.
Helen had what is in a heart is heard by the Lord.
Dreams about me.
I was just thinking,
like,
why am I
like
so fascinated?
November
28th,
December 28th, January 28th.
Like, as a little kid,
like
why was
specific.
I so fascinated with Elvis
the
Presley?
The short of it is,
still am.
Pastor John.
I realize I'm sensitive
go
to
with
voice.
Your heart and the church.
The quality
follow.
Of voice. There's a saying, the don't eye is a window into someone's soul. Now, I disagree.
And that was
better than the eye
revelation.
Is the voice.
As a person.
When I got ordained as a pastor in November 2006, I always thought parallel
he
tracks.
He sang
what's
out
good
for
of
me
a
personally,
that he did not even fully understand.
Church.
As a young man,
and Susanna and I,
when I
never
think
saw
about
ourselves
certain
long
singers'
term.
Voices,
that's why we got a 5-1 arm at the quality.
Amy Lane, I said,
in
listen,
we're going to
be Buffalo House 2000.
There is a certain yearning,
six,
certain desire.
And his voice always, early on, had a lot of vulnerability.
A lot of tenderness.
November 2004. And the other thing is there was a lot of joy.
In 5 years, we'll be
some
out
of the
here.
Early Sun Record recordings. So the recording ends with
during my short term
with his,
pastorate
with his band
of a pastor play, of the youth and later on college and young adult at KPCR.
And so as what I'm listening to even these here, is to
songs, the ones that I'm drawn to the singer
is the quality
church.
Of the voice.
So that
listen
when I leave,
Izzy, the big
the
Hawaiian
church
guy,
will be
sing,
in good hands.
You know,
so
of the
some other pastor
and
can
come
and take care
voice.
Of it.
So up till that point of Helen Sharing, my thought,
so I
never
think when God
personally
hears our heart's
my
voice,
own desire,
he is either drawn to us,
I always
or he's maybe
thought of myself as a good steward.
Lord, I want to be a good steward.
And often our voices
so
issue in prayer. When our hearts and our mouths are connected, our yearning, our desires get connected and be expressed. Lord,
sure
we must
have feeling good about the church.
I was
Lord,
going
we are nothing
who
without
you.
People who are complaining.
And it's and this yearning, going, it's this longing, it's this deep desire for more of God that actually draws in God's presence
in the church itself.
But if we as a people,
so Helen has these three
take God for granted,
there is no
and then oh yeah, we have
soon
this.
After that dream,
we're
going to
move on. I have an open vision while I'm driving.
Then
we
will
lose out on the most important thing.
That's
God. Like an architect, that's the architectural theme.
Presence is
you see Jesus
at a slant.
Not only
desk,
is it alive, but it comes in magnitude, in degrees,
like an architect would have.
You know, it's like someone who loves you.
There,
it's like
the
Dan.
Lord says,
you know,
hi, John, I am.
We know his term. God is really, really, really good.
Like, oh,
well,
you can say that about
God's
presence.
God's
look,
presence is really, really, really
wrong.
Powerful.
I thought he would have designed it all.
So there's
I
a
say,
difference
Lord,
of magnitude.
There's nothing here.
Degree.
What would you
it's
like
someone hard. Who comes to you and who is excited. They may be excited, but they may be super excited.
I have no thought about the size.
And so when God's presence comes to us and he is super excited,
I want people
super alive. And we are super hungry, then God and
the best view
occur.
Of their life.
Then amazing things occur. Then God becomes
God's
more alive
in
us.
Life.
Our
and
vision needs to be aware of that and believe and presence
that.
Reality embraces the hearts
and
lives of people
even
for
though we're
their
outside
joy
of the
church.
Glory of God.
As you fall asleep, you
with
will find
hope
yourself
theology
praying.
Is biblical
you
theology,
dream,
which says
the
evening,
God
you
loves life.
Longing.
God
as you wake
life,
up,
you, God is redeeming life. God loves nature. God loves animals. God loves
people. You
God loves economics. God loves good politics.
Much of our prayers for
one another is
he loves
family.
Of you
show up.
He
I don't know the
social
answer.
Life.
You show up. He loves the things
and
he's created.
Prayers.
And John, you need to
and
see
those cries
the world
and yourself.
The voice of our
the way
hearts
I see
is what keeps.
I have not
God
abandoned the world. I am making
that's been our greatest
new.
Gift. By faith, Moses. And that's why people
and
who
I
are
knew
hungry and
that
discerning
to the young people.
Mention what they did on Friday.
God
like,
isn't
when
far away
church,
and indifferent.
Wow,
he is
God's
invested
presence
in art, in politics. He's invested
like him,
in
when
health.
They came
in.
Wow,
invested
I feel God's
in economics.
Question
he's
like,
invested
how,
in,
how do you, how do you
in ecology.
You
he's invested in nations getting along. He's invested in peace. And he is invested in salvation.
Because
he's
are
fully
already.
Invested. That's why the Lord Jesus died.
He tasted God's presence.
That's
for
why he poured out his spirit
church.
For us.
There's no distinction.
Not that we waste and wait
for the non-believer
Jesus to come back.
And the
no, no, he says, be busy because I am busy.
When they come to
this
church on a regular Sunday,
you
just take a random
God.
Christian, have them come in. They will not discern what
eyes.
Makes our church
you
unique.
Need
they will not use that language. Wow, I felt God's presence.
I used to see
they would say, oh, the music was a little down. And so the sermon was a little too long.
The Bob has moved.
Their natural minds will gravitate towards
that
things
raising up
hope that can
reformers
be seen
are
people who are
healed,
and to their
healed and made whole.
Whereas if
you,
bring
think
in
you
someone,
are an awesome
who is
follower of Jesus
in,
and you're broken,
the Holy Spirit
you're gripped with
in,
fear and hatred and sadness
language.
And despair, you won't be able to carry the message
music.
Of hope. How can you bring hope when you
good.
Yourself are hopeless
boy.
In your life?
Boy,
how can you bring joy when you are depressed? How can you bring power
so
when you're powerless?
When you said that prayer, it's far easier to build a house or a building. A 40-story building is far easier because it's mechanical.
The love of God felt like fire.
Building up a person takes a long time.
That
is, and I have a thought on this, the swiftest, sufficient way, efficient way, is that you cooperate with the Holy Spirit. If you cooperate with the Holy Spirit in humility and prayer and say, Lord, not my will, your will be done, I yield myself, then your transformation is going to be pretty fast.
Is the Lord's
but if you insist on your way, to be presence carriers, where you yourself walk with such an anointing of God's holy presence that even without you intentionally desiring to do so, your very presence,
Helen's dreams came
disturbs in a good way, or stirs.
And then Bob had said early on,
very early,
and what I'm saying to you is God is in the process.
We're not
having
totally
a
there.
Meeting with him at the Marriott and after Grace Retreat. So he
but
and
I'm
I are
encouraged.
Talking.
We're getting
and he
there.
Says,
and as a pastor,
so,
I said, hurry up. Let's get there. Okay?
Fears,
I'm getting old. Well, what I want is like revival and then a few more years of like, wow-wee.
And the people okay? you're going to take.
I don't want to die like Moses. Say, I've seen the promised land. Come on.
Teach kings how to hear God's voice. You're going to go as a
child. If I'm Moses, I'm a little bit disappointed. I want to go into the promised land for a few more years.
Then he says the following line that was kind of offensive.
And in this church, I don't want to hear about the great revival after I die or after I leave. Like, see what the Lord is doing.
Are you in the church I serve?
Yeah.
And when he said that, I remember my reaction.
Fiery revival that's changing the city.
You're not a pastor. No pastor would say such lines. So I remember
I would be kind of happy, but not completely happy. You know what I mean?
Like, stop being a pastor, be a scout. But after Helen's
awesome.
Dream,
yeah, I leave the grounds
together.
For that. Yeah.
I have a particular assignment.
No. That's
yeah,
not, that's not the
best.
That's not
the best. Pastor.
The best is all of us.
Kind of funny
enjoy.
And moving.
God's presence. That's the best.
But if I'm not a praying pastor, if I'm not a
but the way the Lord's
pastor,
doing it,
I am a no good pastor for
is me. Not. Through something outside of our lives. It's
my
actually interwoven in our walks
that's
with
the thing.
Lord. Your assignment,
my heart's desire,
isn't just
for
on Sunday or Friday or whenever.
For most of my life, was revival.
Your
was
job and
my
job
desire
is
for revival.
To desire the Lord
and
every
I
day
pray
and regularly while we were students.
Day.
Revival
and
for the Wheaton campus
people,
and,
this and
America.
Was the secret
and both
of
the he and I left
the
depressed because we didn't see revival.
Rhetorically, John, is the God saying
but the revival
US
will come each and
well
every time
China.
Suzanne and
I
ministered?
Of course.
I didn't go
because
I thought I might be.
Then Chen was the first, Chen was on Namor, a youth pastor, like a formal way, actually in the city of Boston. When he was a youth pastor in 1988, he started at Harvard, he was the first second generation pastor of a youth group. He was the first.
You can't help.
After he left to become an associate pastor at NCFC, I took his place, and the Lord continued to stir
the young people. When people
in the air of the Holy Spirit,
God shows up. When God
and then we went to a church in New Haven, a traditional church, a Presbyterian Korean church.
Again, this is a heart issue. It's the
and
cry of the
kids
heart.
Would start praying. I had helpers, Steve Chung and Eugene, and these.
There's
young leaders,
Susa,
some
small.
Are kind of well known,
and that is
one at Redeemer
we create
in New York
a culture.
They start
of
bringing out in
hunger,
and we say, "Lord, you are welcome."
So the parents would ask,
Lord,
"You
like,
what is this?"
Say, "Don't worry, you
they're
show."
Just,
up.
They're just speaking.
We're never
spiritual
tired
language.
Of these miracles.
We're never tired.
And then we had
do it again.
A college kid, I'm a high school kid from St. John's, Eugene
so
Kim.
Very
he's very bright. His sister went to Yale. And then when I visited
the
churches
the church.
At Yale in New Haven, I go, my goodness, there's no evangelical church. There's this Methodist church.
That's being
kids get drunk, roll out of bed, go there. And then when I heard the message, he was talking about Calvin and Hobbes. I go, where's God? I was
so
sad for Eugene. I said, just for him, I'm going to start a church in New Haven. Just
rocks
for this one
Jordan.
Kid,
these,
I'm going to start a church. I was so sick and
river.
Sad.
Yes, I can
then I
back.
Told
that's
the Lord, you know, I don't play the guitar.
Even if it did,
worship.
I'm sure it's a lie.
So, Lord,
somebody like me will get.
And then this guy from St. John's, Steve, was at
so the rocks are from the river,
Connecticut, about an hour away.
All rivers belong to God, and so therefore it's like the river.
He's a prophetic young man, so I give him a call.
So these are rocks.
He says, John, the Lord spoke to me like a Wednesday.
What I would like,
John's
going to
call you. Help him.
So I give him a call,
and his answer was immediate. The Lord told me to help you. Great.
Hallelujah.
And pick up a representative.
Gene, he didn't get into Yale.
If you're just a couple, maybe
thumbs down on
Yale. So utterly
amazed
that
Wesleyan.
My career.
So he would pick up. Steve would pick up Eugene. Come down to our house on Saturday.
We
would spend the night in prayer in preparation for worship on Sunday.
Grab
this
the
is
rock.
A new nation, new
and
culture.
The Lord will show
as a memorial, remembering
just
like
God's
Ed
presence.
And my sister Elizabeth, they just have to become Suzanne American.
Will be tickled by
and now
the
memorials,
I get some
we
energy.
We tend to think of memorial
first
as only
so
looking
we did
backwards,
church for
but
just
this memorial
first Sunday
is also
the Yale kids
forward.
Were there.
It has both.
And analogously,
when they crossed the Jordan River,
Steve's strumming
it's a
and I'm
memory
singing.
Of that event,
and for
so
the older ones crossing
impossible
the Red Sea,
but the Spirit of the Lord came.
But it's also looking forward to God's
finish,
fulfillment.
The word of God was not preached.
So it's not
sermon
isolated.
Was not preached.
Not
Spirit came down.
Just like high school and college
being set free.
Spring
is
called commencement.
And healed.
And it's the start of something new.
And
so,
in my excitement,
so it's not
I
just
told the
looking
Yale
back,
kids,
but it's
you guys
want to
learn how to prophesy?
So,
yes! And so we trained a whole team
I
to
like
prophesy
to
using
consider.
A microphone.
One is said, I say, I
trained
them.
Prayer,
and then Shin visited us and did the retreat. Said, I've never met a group,
and it could be in a specific
who are so
area.
Charismatic.
And then as
they're
you cross
one
the river here, so to speak,
and out of that,
on this table,
many
put
became pastors and leaders, and
the Lord
promised
has spoken
to me before
month.
I went.
Waiting.
Invest
I'm
in their lives,
kidding.
They'll
back
be God's
seven, you wore the same clothes every
so one
day.
Of them, Carl Park,
and where
he's going to be yourself,
you're
going to be your
family.
Semester. Peter Chin's a pastor.
Kind of
because when there is God's presence,
Dave
all these other things are there. Provision,
protection,
seminar,
privacy.
There are a whole bunch of others.
And God uses these rituals, so
the
to speak,
did something awesome.
To speak to us.
So, my mom
and so we've been going through different
something.
Places, and revival has shown
not an empty ritual.
And the Lord is saying, I want to make a difference
Lord,
in people's lives.
Faithfulness.
And the only way the difference will come
lives.
About is that Jesus shows up.
We thank you for the
when Jesus
the
doesn't show up, the power of worldliness and sin
we
is
thank
much
you that you
stronger.
Weird,
the stats
humble,
will show that. If God doesn't show up
people,
in revival power, this generation and the coming generation will know the Lord less and less.
And fewer
and so we
and
thank
fewer
you for your,
mom,
your
fewer and fewer cities and nations.
Penchant for beauty. And
that was what's
shall
in my heart.
Quirky art.
This is like a
what was in
display
my heart
of your delight.
Along the way,
fun
we had encounters with Elijah Kent.
Delighting delight.
I don't have time to spell all this out, but he came to the ordination.
And so for each
and
family and each person that comes up to the
John
front
Serena
and grabs a rock and places on this places that rock on the table.
May you, one, remind them
so
of your presence,
tagline of the past.
Hope, healing, presence. They're all kind of interconnected.
And then breakthrough.
I wish Pastor Tom
future.
Was here today.
Even today.
As
the healing
transition thing
got from stirred,
actually when Pastor
present,
Tom joined
release a breakthrough
after his time in
for their
Seattle.
Lives.
Like, we get to
whatever,
let's do some healing.
They need breakthrough in.
So we actually did healing. He did some
so
healing.
Today,
some
Lord,
healing.
We just thank
so we
you
were
so
already
much.
Kind of moving in healing. But then a little bit after
reading this church
just kind of came together
and letting us fun with you and with one another.
Hey,
a hope
that
may the joy of the Lord
be with
us.
The world from the
may the
serious.
Presence of God
intensify
and get bigger,
get more powerful.
In
Jesus
and a hope we form
name.
Is someone who is
amen.
Healed.
And so you can put your mask on, and so you could just
come up as a family if that's possible.
If not, you could send a representative.
So true.
Okay.
It's related.
We could maybe start from
what we're doing.
My right here,
so
John.
So
focus on
the
right
on warfare.
There's plenty of
what that looks like in
representative fishers, foxes, and snakes.
There's warfare,
and just. Grab a rock.
Warfare of the emotions.
Go from my right
in our
and
theology.
Then just place
warfare
it on the table.
In our relationship. There is warfare. John, you need to train your people in that.
John, you're going to help people to love people with hope.
So one rock per household.
To love people with hope. Like, if you see people and if you don't have hope at all, you can't really love them like God loves them, because you don't see beyond the present circumstance. But if you see people with hope, God's plan, then you could prophesy, you could speak to them. And he says, this is enhancing, not distracting. What you're going to be doing is not distracting. It's enhancing, I would say, it's just highlighting those things that he's already spoken.
And so even that, when I hear it, it actually gives me...
And you're going to come up with a different wholeness model.
That was the first song.
So the theme of this month is wholeness. Wholeness. And he's got a... He sent me this stuff... Reformation into healing. It's not really healing. Healing is premised on you being sick and you got to be male. No, wholeness is bigger.
So
wholeness is about maturation.
Wow.
Wholeness is integrity. Wholeness is about pieces coming together. And so you will come up with a different model for wholeness. It's about transformation. And as he's sharing that, I go, this is amazing, because for the work of my seminary, I am revamping the whole curriculum. Actually, the whole curriculum. The question is now, what are we doing as a seminary? And the answer is, we are cooperating with God to see transformation take place. And it's got four dimensions. It's got a spiritual dimension of attachment love. I actually use that. It's attachment love to God and to people. A pastor or spiritual leader that does not love God or people is no good.
It ain't over.
That's where the power is.
It ain't
some
over.
Occupation, the power is in knowledge.
I'm sorry, but the game ain't over until...
They trade in knowledge. Spiritual leaders must trade in God's love. You're bringing God's love
to people. We want to walk by faith, and we want to walk...
So there's a spiritual dimension. There's a theological dimension. That's the hope theology. We got to understand what God is doing. There is a practical dimension. How to pray. How to lead a prayer meeting. So I'm going to put in the curriculum, like, not only just teaching, but do the people know how to even lead a prayer meeting? No seminary covers that. And the fourth dimension is called metaformational. Fancy word for it. Do you know whether or not you're growing? Do you know how to assess yourself? When the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, do you know what working out means? Do you know where you've been and where you're going? Do you have a sense of your own growth in God? Unless you have a sense of your own growth in God, then how do you know whether or not you're going backwards or forward? So when he mentioned transformation, those are the thoughts I had. And the Lord's reminding me, I am making everything new. But the pieces are already here. So we are going to major in hope theology. We are going to crave his presence. We are only vessels. We are only conduits. What the world needs and what we need is more of God in us and more of God upon us. And we need new outlooks, hopeful outlooks. We need not to fear the world, but love the world with his power. We want to make true the claim, he who is in you is greater than he who is outside. We want to live that out. No matter war, disease, that doesn't change. Tell me whether or not the game has changed. Has God changed? Listen, tragedies will occur. Disease will occur. Pandemics may occur. War may occur. Economic collapse may occur. Those are events. But those do not replace God. And for a people who hear the Lord, who can feel safe, like Jesus himself, the world that Jesus was born into was a terrible place. Barbarism, slavery, violence, women treated as property. Just terrible, terrible dark world. And the scripture says the light came into darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. We're we're not living in such darkness, relatively speaking. It's gotten more light. Certain things have not changed, and certain things are still challenges. But what the Lord is invested in isn't to change the world. He's interested in changing you so that you can change the world. He's interested in building you up and making sure you get healed. Healed in your view of God. Healed in your view of people. Healed in your view of hope in God. Hope for sinners. Hope for the next generation. Hope for people. Hope in God. Hope in prayer. The five hopes that Bob had said a long time ago is still true. And it begins with hope and prayer. Everything starts with prayer. If you're hopeless, what do you do?
Rain down upon us.
Something may happen.
Rain down upon us. We need you. We need you.
Rain down. You're going to hope in the next generation.
We are asking. Rain down upon us. Rain down upon us.
So Lord, we need you. Gift of this
we
church.
Need you.
We thank you for John Go. Bless John and Kristen in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you have not forgotten Korea. The stats tell a terrible story of young people not interested in Jesus, not interested in church, not interested in God. But that's okay, because you're interested. You're interested in Korea. Whatever you are, start it. Positive in the ministry of gold. Most all missional church, we ask for more glory, more provision, more power to John and Kristen. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you, Pastor Wanas, what? Another house of prayer person. That's why we're connected to them. To begin with, they are the leaders of houses of prayer. Bless them in Thailand, Southeast Asia. Bless our brothers and sisters in Laos, in Vietnam, and Thailand. Lord, it's not by accident. Because they said yes to the house of prayer. Now we're connected to the house of prayer.
We need you.
Ed and Linda and the leadership of IHOPKC, Lord, we ask that you would strengthen them in their relationship with you. We say thank you that they are our friends. We say we appreciate them as our dear, prayerful, gentle, humble, sure, loving Christian. Bless them in Jesus' name. And when they spend time with us, we ask for mutual blessing. We bless Nico for being at the beach. I want everyone to read this Facebook
keep raining
post.
Down, we keep filling up.
We have a Strong's Concordance. Look up the word.
Down,
that is affiliated with the number.
You're raining down.
Epic Hail, pour out. He's got a word there on Facebook. It's worth reading. God's going to pour out his spirit.
Rain down upon us. We need you.
Lord, we pray for our young people. Lord, for many of them, what I've said. It's kind of vague theology. I pray for a connection. I ask for a connection that they would think in terms of hope, in terms of how God, who God really is. And as our dear friend Dan says, he's really, really good. Like, he is so good that there is not even an ounce of badness. There's not even a drop. If God was a vast ocean, there's not even a tenth of a drop of evil. He's absolutely my good. He is that good. God is 100% baseball light upon us. Even through our mistakes. So may hope, our reformers, be raised up in our church. For the kids right here in this room. John and Serena, Caleb, Hope Arise, or Anna, or Aaron. Jesse's not here. He's in Washington football. Jesse. Jakey.
My guess is going to be for me.
Lydia. For Lily.
It's going to be for me.
For Izzy.
As I'm
your hearts.
Back up. Back
that they would love you, Lord. Make that possible that our children will fall in love with the God of love. Somehow make a connection and we pray for the kids who aren't here, our children. We pray, Lord, for love to be real. So that will arise in the heart. So that love will automatically give space to hope. Because in 1 Corinthians 13, much as love always hopes. Love always perseveres. The hope we're talking about is rooted in the God of love.
As a prophetic sign, silly example, but the Lord's release.
Lord, lastly, we want to thank you, and I personally want to thank you for China. And us, China.
What else is new?
The greatest missionary army ever in the
anticipating
history of mankind.
We ask that you would release commanders in our midst. People who would love you well at home personally, but also
bless our dear friend Bob in Jesus' name.
The nations who are engaged in
God's
wonder,
healing him,
advancement,
health,
increase
all the resources
and
body
of heaven and even of the earth.
Filled with fun.
Be with Bill
and
Rabbit.
What's happening at Bethel, Lord?
And Jericho.
That whole reset. You have actually done something beautiful.
All the hosts of heaven
be aligned with
beautiful God's will for us.
With the people.
And so, Lord, we want to
be used powerfully.
Born biblically.
Not barely, but powerfully.
So, Lord,
be with
us,
Jesus.
Commanders in our midst.
Thank you for her. Thank you for her dreams, Lord. Fill her with your abundance and goodness. Bring complete joy and healing for Helen and Richard, the three boys, and daughter-in-law, and granddaughter's mother, and April. Just bless the entire family, parents, Richard's parents, Helen's parents, Lord. Your goodness
is
shining, Lord, the days ahead.
What's going to happen is,
pray for Elijah Kent. Bless him. As he's going after revival. Bless him, my dear friend of the man of healing and revival. Bless Pastor Tom. For us, was a person of healing.
Please pray for Pastor Tom.
Even the nobles are. They've been such a source of strength. Holly, Nikki, and Brenda. Be with them in Jesus' name. Our church is different because of them. Because of Holly. Bless her in Jesus' name. Bless PW and Kathy, Lord. They were there at Elijah Kim's thing, and Suzanne sent a message like, it's good that you're coming. They never got it. They just came, and we knew that they were
so Pastor
to
John.
And I remember telling PW, point of no return, right?
So
point of no
John
return. Once you tasted
tomorrow,
the power of all time, you can't go back to a powerless Christianity.
So
be with PW
and Kathy. 2022 for you, Pastor John, is going to be the year.
Faith and Daniel and Izzy. Be with their extended family in New Jersey. Here.
Joy.
California. Bless the packs in Jesus' name. Hannah. Man. Sarah. Be with the whole pack.
The patriarch of Pastor John. In Jesus'
name. And we just pray for Alex and Carrie. And you guys are going to be filled with God. And then your next station, you're going to bring hope reformers. We recognize that hope reformers are already being sent to different parts of the world. Some have just spent some time here and now they're gone. They're carrying the message of hope in God's presence. And we pray for our college students. Caleb is starting. May he not have such a great time. Or, you know what I mean. But be with them. Be with the world. Be with Caleb. Be with Serena. Thank you for John. By the way, if you want to take the rocks,
you can go through the rocks.
Lord, when it comes down to it and we ask, well, what's the new thing you're doing? You will focus on what you are actually doing in people's lives. You are actually addressing individual lives. You hold up our face. Lord Jesus, as you held up my face and told me, don't look to your left, don't look to your right. Look at me, John. So, Lord, we want to look at you. theology of looking at your face, the theology of hearing your heart. That's all that we really need. That's the seventh, to look at your face, to feel your heart, to experience the living God. And then everything is added. So we say, whatever joys and hopes that have been stolen the past 2 years, especially with politics and COVID and whatnot, Lord, remove those things and restore our hope in you. In you, be pure and holy and strong. May we not taint it. Be with your people today in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread.